typically the city would have no role in incidents that occur on state property. You know, while we do share jurisdiction, typically if there is a criminal matter that occurred on, you know, in the state complex on state property, that's something that is referred to the state police. So last night, our police chief contacted me and said that the state police had wanted to put them in contact with Beth Garvey to have her provide them with information about the incident that was alleged to have occurred at the governor's mansion. And, you know, the department kind of went back and forth on that because, you know, I was trying to get clarification as to why we were being contacted. But ultimately, that conversation did occur, and the police department took down the information and followed up with the victim's attorney to confirm what, you know, what they had been told, which was that this individual did not want to pursue a criminal complaint and was seeking to, you know, speak with the attorney general regarding the incident. You know, the attorney general is investigating a number of other incidents, and, you know, the victim in this case believes that that is where her complaint should be investigated as well. And I completely respect that that decision. I think, you know, for me, I have concerns with respect to, you know, victims of sexual assault often have to tell their story over and over again. And so my sensitivity was to ensure that, and our police department is well aware of that, but to ensure that we were being respectful of the fact that, you know, it is up to the victim to determine how and when they want to, you know, handle the complaint that they're making.
So to your knowledge now, there's not a active APD investigation into what may or may not have happened with the governor and this victim?
Absolutely not. The victim has not filed a complaint with the city of Albany, with the police department, and her attorney has made it very clear to us and to the state that they are seeking to meet with the attorney general and to have the attorney general be authorized to investigate this complaint along with the other complaints that the attorney general is currently overseeing.
What do you make of all of the allegations against the governor at this point? Do you think, you know, he should resign now?
Well, look, I think that this is, you know, these are very troubling reports that have been raised. And, you know, I think that, you know, when we look at, you know, the overall, you know, sort of series of complaints and the similarities around those, I think we have to really listen to women. I think that we have to recognize that, you know, women in the workplace need to be heard. They need to be respected. And that they should expect to be in an environment where they feel safe and where, you know, they feel as though they are supported. And I think that, you know, that's a really that's a big challenge right now. And I think, you know, I'll leave it to the state legislators. I know they've weighed in on this, and I don't want to step into, you know, their territory and what's within, you know, the scope of their authority. But I certainly think that there are a lot of concerns about how we move forward. We have a budget to get done. We have to recover from COVID. And, you know, we have a lot of work to do. So that's what I'm focused on for the city of Albany. And, you know, I that's, you know, where we are focusing our efforts.
What about for Democratic politics? You know, you're a local elected official in the Democratic Party, and Governor Cuomo right now is facing effectively an insurrection from a large part of the party. Could this do some long term damage to Democratic hopes in the state?
Look, I think that as Democrats, we hold one another accountable. And I think that that is what we're, you know, what we're seeing from Democrats. I, you know, have called for an investigation. I have a tremendous amount of respect for our attorney general. And I believe that, you know, she, notwithstanding that she is also a fellow Democrat, she's also about justice and about accountability. And I believe that, you know, she is well positioned to be able to oversee this investigation and to ensure that women have the opportunity to be heard. And these women have the right to be heard. They should be heard. And we should all be able to, you know, work in a workplace, as I said, where people feel safe, where they feel supported, and where they, you know, are able to, you know, focus on the job that is at hand, and feel as though that they are supported in that environment.
Just one more thing for now. The $1.9 trillion COVID relief package has now been signed by President Biden. What does it mean for Albany, and what are your hopes for the money that's coming in?
Well, look, this is a huge sigh of relief. My workforce has really been, I think, on a roller coaster ride here, and mostly down. there have been very few ups on this roller coaster. And, you know, we avoided draconian cuts back in May, because, you know, it just was not going to, it was not the equitable thing to do at the time, but certainly not knowing whether or not we were going to have the ability to replace our lost revenue, and the ability to continue to respond to COVID, which has increased our costs in a number of areas, has been a real challenge. And so, you know, first to our workforce, I want to say, we're going to get through this. You know, we were concerned about having to do furloughs and layoffs, and now we're able to breathe a huge sigh of relief and move forward. And I'm going to be making some announcements tomorrow. I'm holding a press conference, and we'll have some more information then about how we're going to approach making sure that the recovery that we have in the city of Albany is equitable, and that we are as inclusive as we can be of all of our constituents, our residents, our businesses, our property owners, as we restart, you know, restart our city and build back better.
Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.